This is the Dutch International Service, Radio Netherlands. And now, with the penultimate program of Insights, here's Piet Meyers with part three of a four-part series on motion pictures and music.
According to the Guinness Book of Records, the woman whose voice you're going to hear has made over 30,000 recordings between 1948 and the 90s. It's a voice that's little known outside of the Indian subcontinent. And in an industry that produces about 600 feature films a year, this voice has appeared in over 2,000 films. A few people can put a face to her voice, but for nearly 800 million Indians, it's as familiar as the crows that cry out constantly in India. The extraordinary Lata Mangeshkar, who made her fortune and fame by monopolizing the Indian film industry as its leading playback singer. Now, hundreds of beautiful Indian actresses have appeared on screen singing to Lata's voice. What's more, the audience knows it, accepts it, and loves it. The Indians never hid the fact that 90% of their actors and actresses in musicals can't sing. Unlike Hollywood, where illusion for a long time was maintained at all cost. Just as we have ghost writers, there were ghost singers, the unknowns who were paid to keep their mouths shut while famous stars took the credit for their singing voices. Here's a classic example. Rita Hayworth, a sex goddess of the 40s. Well, she was an excellent dancer and starred in a number of musicals with Astaire and Kelly, and in 1957 with Sinatra and Pal Joey. Now, right from the start, it was clear that her singing voice wouldn't carry a song, so the ghost was brought in, and in the studio, the two ladies would record the number. The actress had a distinctive speaking voice, and in order to create the illusion, A, you find a ghost who can emulate the speaking voice in vocal terms, B, start the song with the actress's real voice, C, mix the two, and no one will know the difference. And now, this is how it worked in the studio. The song is Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. And in her most alluring bedtime voice, Rita announces it.
He's a fool, and don't I know it. But a fool can have his charms. I'm in love, and don't I show it. Like a babe in arms.
And now the ghost takes over.
Men are not a new sensation. I've done pretty well, I think. But this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again. Beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I.
And in the course of her musical film career, Rita Hayworth had three ghost singing voices. Their names were Nan Wynn, Martha Mears, and Anita Ellis. Sid Charisse, in my book The Finest Dancer in the Great Musicals, had four ghost voices working on her. In The Bandwagon, for instance, she goes into this routine.
See a new sun up in a new sky, and my whole horizon has reached a new high. Yesterday my heart sang a blue song, but today hear it hum a cheery new song. I dreamed a new dream, I saw a new face, and I'm spreading sunshine all over the place. With a new point of view, here's what greets my eyes.
New song. And there's a new song.
not Sid Charisse, but the voice of India Adams. It's only in recent times that the names of these ghost singers are becoming familiar to movie buffs, and two are stars in their own right, and both, oddly enough, from the world of classical music. The most renowned Hollywood dubbing artist was Marnie Nixon. Born in California, trained as a classical singer, she had perfect pitch, and as a young woman sang the female lead in three of the most popular film musicals ever made. That famous voice first came to our attention in 1956, dubbing for Deborah Carr in The King and I, and performing them with a perfect English accent.
Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect and whistle a happy tune so no one will suspect I'm afraid. While shivering in my shoes, I strike a careless pose and whistle a happy tune and no one ever knows I'm afraid.
A year later, Miss Carr was asked to sing a song in the movie An Affair to Remember, and again Miss Nixon obliged. Then in 61 came the blockbuster, and if you thought Natalie Wood sang her songs in West Side Story, and then think again. Yes, it's our heroine, this time with a perfect Puerto Rican accent.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty, I feel pretty and witty and gay, and I pity any girl who's in me today. I feel charming, oh so charming, it's alarming how charming I feel, and so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real. See the pretty girl in that mirror there, who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel stunning and entrancing, feel like running and dancing for joy, for I'm loved by your pretty, wonderful boy.
And once more, a year later, Miss Wood was asked to star in another musical, Gypsy, and again, Miss Nixon obliged. But this time, the producers decided to let both girls do their thing. In songs with a strong melody, Nixon, who had this uncanny ability to emulate an actress's voice, would take over. Like here, for instance.
If Mama was married, we'd live in a house as private can be. Just Mama, three ducks, five canaries, a mouse, two monkeys, one father, six turtles, and me. If Mama was married.
Now, towards the end of the film, however, Wood, who's portraying the famous stripper Gypsy Rose Lee, gets to shed her clothes and reveal her own singing voice.
Let me entertain you. Let me make you smile. Let me entertain you. We'll have a real good.
Okay, there you have the real voice of Natalie Wood. All too often, stars were allowed to use their own singing voices, and in 1957, Audrey Hepburn did all her own vocals in Funny Face. The film was so stylish, it managed to survive the experience.
tears. Where have I been all these years? Is it fun? Or should I run? How long has this been going on?
Fortunately, not too long. 7 years later, in 64, Miss Hepburn gets the lead in My Fair Lady. Clearly, with that slender voice, she could never handle the songs. So guess who's brought in? Correct. And here's Miss Nixon with a perfect Cockney accent.
All I want is a room somewhere, far away from the cold night air, with one enormous chair. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Lots of chocolate for me to eat, lots of cold making lots of eat. Warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely?
The lovely Marnie Nixon, the ghostess with the mostess. The soundtrack albums of those three films she dubbed are among the all-time bestsellers. But Nixon herself made a number of albums singing the sort of music Stravinsky, Schoenberg, and Villa-Lobos. She performed with some of the best symphony orchestras in the world and finally settled in Seattle. Fortunately, she got the credit due to her. So let's reveal her in her true colors, singing here one of the songs by Italian composer Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco in Spanish. Marnie Nixon, whose Hollywood period rather tends to outshine her real achievements on the concert and opera stages of the world. Now, earlier, I said there were two stars of the classical world who got their careers going as Hollywood ghost singers. So let's discuss number two. One of the most beautiful women I actually had the pleasure to meet and interview, oh, this was years ago, was the actress Dorothy Dandridge. She made 6 movies in her lifetime, and she was also a singer. Here's a rare recording made in the 50s, and I will give you an idea of her real voice.
Darling dear, it's getting late. The clock has just struck 1. I'll give you another kiss or 2 if you promise then you'll run. But first, blow out the candle. Blow out the candle. Blow out the candle so the neighbors won't see. Won't you blow out the candle so there will be no scandal and no one will know you've been kissing me.
And with songs like that, she was a favorite on the American supper club circuit. Yet this woman was fated to be remembered for 2 operatic roles. As Bess in the 1959 film version of Porgy and Bess, her voice dubbed by Adele Addison, and earlier, and much more dramatically, in a film that was banned in France for 20 years, Otto Preminger's 1954 all-black version of Bizet's Carmen, Carmen Jones. With new lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein, but retaining all of Bizet's music, which outraged the French, the story is set in 20th century Chicago during World War II. Harry Belafonte played the male lead with a dub singing voice, and Dandridge gave a performance that earned her an Oscar nomination. The lyrics, in my estimation, are among the most original Hammerstein ever penned, and this is how he transformed Carmen's famous Habanera into That's Love.
That's a baby that grows up don't do what you want him to. Love ain't nobody's angel child, and he won't pay any mind to you. One man gives me his diamond stud, and I won't give him a cigarette. One man treats me like I was mud, and all I got that man can get.
Well, having played you her real voice, you're aware that Dandridge was dubbed in Carmen Jones by a 20-year-old singer who did such a marvelous job that everyone assumed for years that she was an African-American. Now, this lady was to become one of the great voices of the century, and in 1975 she recorded Carmen in its original French with Leonard Bernstein conducting the New York Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. And this is how she sounded 2 decades later. And in those two recordings, you have the same song by the same singer, separated by 21 years, and her name, Marilyn Horne, the American diva. Of course, one could go on endlessly about who dubbed for who, but one thing does emerge from all of this. More women than men needed the assistance of ghost voices. And to make things even more confusing, often a studio would let a performer use her own singing voice in one movie and then dub her in another. The French dancer Leslie Caron is a good example. In 1952, she starred in a fantasy story called Lily and sang a song with Mel Ferrer that sold a million.
On every tree there sits a bird singing a song of love. On every tree there sits a bird, and everyone I ever heard could break my heart without a word singing a song of love. A song
song of love is a sad song, for I have loved every soul. Hi, Lily, hi, Lily, hi, lo, hi, lo. Hi, Lily, hi, Lily, hi, lo. Hi, Lily, hi, Lily, hi, lo, hi, lo. Hi, Lily, hi, Lily.
Hi, Lily, hi, Lo, the real Leslie Caron. And then in 58, she gets to play the lead in Gigi. And on the night they invented champagne, the credit should really go to Caron's ghost, who dubbed all her songs in that musical, Betty Wand.
What time tomorrow will we get there? Can I watch you play roulette there? May I stay up late for supper? Is it awfully, awfully upper?
Gigi, you'll drive us wild.
Stop!
You silly child.
Is everybody celebrated, full of sin and dissipated? Is it hot enough to blister? Will I be your little sister?
Gigi, you are absurd. Now, not another word. Gigi.
Let her gush and jabber. Let her be enthused. I cannot remember when I have been more amused.
Stop it!
Nice day, invented champagne. It's plain as it can be, they thought of you and me. The night they invented champagne, they absolutely knew that all we'd want to do is fly to the sky on champagne and shout to everyone in sound that since the world began, no woman or man has ever been as happy as we are tonight.
The night they invented champagne, it's plain as it can be, they thought of you and me.
The night they invented champagne.
They absolutely knew that all we want to do is fly to the sky on champagne and shout to everyone in sight that since the world began, no woman or a man has ever been as happy as we are.
Well, it's a bubbly moment from a movie that was Dom Pérignon from First to Last Sip. But when it comes to ghost singers and dubbing, well, there's one movie musical that tops them all. The musical that's on everyone's favorite list. Starring Gene Kelly, Donald O'Connor, and a 20-year-old newcomer named Debbie Reynolds, Singing in the Rain made Reynolds a star. Now, this film is set in the 1920s in Hollywood during the transition period from silent to talking pictures. It hilariously examines the early use of sound, the use of ghost voices, overdubbing, and soundtrack deceit. We, the audience, are taken backstage and shown all the tricks of the trade. What we didn't know till many years later is what the film portrays was actually happening in the making of Singing in the Rain. In the movie, Jean Hagen plays Lena Lamont, a silent superstar who's gorgeous to look at till she opens her mouth.
For heaven's sake, what's the big idea? Can't a girl get a word in edgewise? After all, they're my public, too.
Lena, the publicity department, Rod here, thought it would be much better if Don made all the speeches for the team.
Why?
Lena, you're a beautiful woman. Audiences think you've got a voice to match. The studio's got to keep their stars from looking ridiculous at any cost.
What's wrong with the way I talk? What's the big idea? Am I dumb or something?
And since Lena can't go into talkies with a voice like that, the studio hires an unknown actress, Kathy Seldon, played by Debbie Reynolds, to be the speaking and singing voice of Lena Lamont. In the plot, she also falls in love with Gene Kelly, and here's a scene of the two of them together.
Is it all right for you to be seen publicly with me?
You mean lofty star with humble player?
Not exactly, but for lunch, don't you usually tear a pheasant with Miss Lamont?
Oh, now look, Kathy, all that stuff about Lena and me is sheer publicity.
Oh? It certainly seems more than that. From what I've read in the columns and all those articles in the Fan magazine.
Oh, you read the Fan magazine.
And what the Fan magazines told us is that Miss Reynolds came from Texas, along with a Texan accent that wasn't going to work in one of the film's key scenes, the scene where she has to sing a song and dub Lena's lines in a cultured voice. So what did they do? They got Jean Hagen to save the day.
What's wrong with the way I talk? What's the big idea? Am I dumb?
Far from it. Miss Hagen was a clever actress. She had put on that funny voice to create her character, but then used her own natural voice to dub the scene Reynolds couldn't do. And the song Reynolds is supposed to be singing in that scene was actually sung by a ghost named Betty Noyes. Remember this?
Oh, Pierre, my darling, at last I've found you. Oh, Pierre, you're hurt. Oh, speak to me.
I'll kiss her with a sigh. Would you?
And if the girl were I, would you?
Oh, Pierre, hold me in your arms always.
Our love will last till the stars turn cold. And would you dare to say, let's do the same as they?
And if, after all of that, I've left you a little confused, well, that was the whole point of the exercise. Because where the Hollywood musical was concerned, one has to throw reality out of the window and give in to fantasy, make-believe, and, as you've just discovered in this half hour, a ghost or two. And just for the record, before I get a postcard from the Edge, Miss Reynolds did all her own singing in her golden years.
Morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
Now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight.
So good morning. Good morning. Sunbeams will soon smile through. Good morning, good morning to you.
And you, and you, and you. Good morning, good morning. We've gabbed the whole night through. Good morning, good morning to you.
Nothing could be grander than to be in Louisiana in the morning.
In the morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Might be just as iffy if we was in Mississippi.
When we left the movie show, the future wasn't bright. But came the dawn, the show goes on, and I don't want to say goodnight.
Don't say good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbows are shining through.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Monsieur.
Buenos dias.
Buenos frias.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Good morning.
Breakfast morgen.
Good morning to you.
Start the day with that song and you can't go wrong. Good morning from Singing in the Rain. This was the third program in a four-part series on the Hollywood musical, written and produced by Piet Myers. Technical production, Ruud van Steenis. Insights is a Radio Netherlands presentation.